I'm okay.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I haven't heard you on the conference call the last couple of days.
Well, I was hoarse.
Oh.
And on an antibiotic, and so you know how you want to sleep when you're on an antibiotic.
Yeah, do you have a lot of people having sinus infections? I have one right now.
Well, mine was just my throat. I had no fever. I didn't feel bad except one day. But I had a breathing spell. That night, I packed a bag to go to the hospital, but I kept saying, I'm not going. I'm not going. I know what to do for mind over matter. Body by striking. But I'll go ahead and fix my back, but I'm not going. And for three and a half hours, I worked on home remedies and prayer. And at 12:30, I could breathe. And sore throat was gone. So, and I never have felt bad, you know. So, it was strange. I felt like it was a test.
Yeah. Hello?
And then I had a dream, but the only thing I remember was a scene at the end, and it was a crown. And it was a crown that didn't look like any crown I've ever seen. So I hope that was a good thing, that I passed the test, whatever it was, and I got a crown. So who knows? You know, you take it by faith.
I think there's just, I know several people at work where I work have the sinus infections going on.
Well, I didn't have a runny nose. I didn't have anything like that. It was just my throat. It was like inflammation of the throat. So I used the essential oils and breathed in that atomizer air with Breathe in it, you know, the oil Breathe. And I took vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and I took every hour, and I took silver salt, and I ate some toast, and did my prayers, and just kept saying, I'm not going to the hospital. It's going to be. It's weird, I'm telling you. Strange. I know the spiritual cause, though, so that was also an eye-opener. And I had to change my way of thinking over something that I didn't want to do. But if I was going to do it, I had to do it for the love of the Creator and to be in unity. So that got me over it. I think that was the spiritual.
Okay.
I think I might just come on.
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the co-op.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Another co-op. Gadula Chiminsa. Tati. Terura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tafareinu Ra. Ufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshehu Yudva Giva Sham Reim. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Dami Dam Leim. Betet Resh, Sadi Daf Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Berotucha, Nael Adata. Hetufet, Het Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pe and the Vav spell a Hebrew word Po, which means here, a location, but it could also be a consciousness. Yachid Geya Ramcha Pene Zokre Kiru Shatach Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet Notzer chesed l'alafim Nosea on wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, 5777, by studying two verses that connect to that energy. The first verse we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words that spell or translate as appear like brothers, Satz Kiyach. When we take the final letters of these five words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as Sea of Tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kash Sherasitem Adhayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. There are also two verses that connect to that verse, to that year. The first that we will study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayichaskum Achechem ha-leviyim Ad kelot ha-mlacha V'ad yitkachu ha-kohanim Ki ha-leviyim Yishrei levav Le-hitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai, yo hey wa hey, la la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo wa la me, hey hey hey, aka a, breaka ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai, yo he wa he, ade ad ki biya, yo he Adonai, yo he wa he, tzur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. The first that we will study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Tama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bilin ruki. Next we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam, asher yitzabei sham ushavtem, elai el nachon, v'chalakti item, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, o tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayom. And then we will connect to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom liamili Israel runtati vishakan tafta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avlal anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that has connects to the energy of certainty. It's come from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu 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 liyavta l'shem yudhe bevavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La Soktora Mitzvah. Vaihino Amadunai Elohinu Alenu Mase Adenu Konane Alenu Mase Adenu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Vekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha. Perifu Koma de Aved Leila Witata. Kola Ihu. Kishot v'yovada, dikshot, v'leilach mila b'alma, divaye barnash, v'dach yaleya, mineya ulan haga, v'yakulana, dihakulhu ovada, dikshot inun, v'kola itzterich, b'alma. Now we will scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. the names of the Sadiqim who left this day, the 16th day of Iyar. Rabbi Meir ben Gedalia of Lublin. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Feinstein. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is an advanced reincarnation class. You can find that handout on the Revealed Wisdom page in row 11, the second row from the left. When you open up, it's a list of the various classes and handouts for our advanced reincarnation classes. Please scroll down to class 8B, which will open up at chapter 6, section 2, which is titled Two Types of New Souls. Please remember that the code Bet Yud A means the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, which is creation, formation, and action. These are the three lower worlds corresponding to the Sephirot of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchutz. At this stage of history, we only have the ability to draw new souls from Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, which are from the level of the Neshama, the Ruach, and the Nefesh, as is known. Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah is the abbreviation for the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. They correspond to Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh, respectively, as is known. It is only these levels of the soul body of Adam that can emerge as new souls until the time of the resurrection of the dead. However, in the future, after the resurrection of the dead, higher new souls will descend from the world of Atzilut. They will be from the Atzilut level of the soul of Adam, which is called Zehira Ila'a, the upper emanation, as we will explain in future discussions. And this is the secret of what is written in the Zohar. From the time the temple was destroyed, souls have not entered the sanctuary of love, the Heichal, the palace of Ahava, the palace of love. The Ari will now give this teaching of the Zohar a unique interpretation based on the topic at hand. My commentary. At the end of this section and my commentary of this section, I have pasted the Zohar Pikudei, section 50, as mentioned above. This is for your study to see how the Arizal perceives things differently than other people when reading or studying the Zohar. New souls that are born from the unification of face-to-face, from Atzilut, have not entered there, the sanctuary of love. However, new souls from Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah can come into that place, even in these days, after the destruction of the temple. All the other souls that come into the world were included in the soul body of Adam, and he was created by the unification of back-to-back. Since Zun are back-to-back, which is Zeranpin and Malchut, the Klipot are afraid to approach her face. New souls can come from Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, but not from Atzilut. All other souls that come into the world are old souls. They are all born from the unification of back to back. They need to be separated from the aspect of back to back and turned to face to face. Zerampin and Nukva, which is an abbreviated Zund, are originally manifested back to back, as mentioned previously. Now the Ari explains the reason for this. The Klipot want to suck light and nourishment from the Nukva. She is susceptible to them because she does not contain great light in the first place, and her feet go down to death, which is a verse from Proverbs. If Zun were face to face, then the back of Nukva would be exposed, and the Klipot would be able to take hold there. God forbid. Since Zun are back to back and her face is projected outward, the Klipot are afraid to approach her face. Also, when they are back to back, they are joined together with one back, like what is found sometimes among Siamese twins. Because they are joined together by one back, the Klipot cannot insinuate themselves between them to attack the back of the Nukva. The Klipot suck when there is a little bit of light, but when there is a lot of light, it is their nemesis. When Zun receives greater light from above, then the threat from the Klipot is diminished. It is then possible to expose her back and allow them to turn face to face in order to accomplish the unification of face to face. However, since they were joined by one back in order to turn face to face, a process that the Ari has compared to surgery must separate them. Specifically, Zerampin must receive sufficient light from above to enable the shared back to double, one for him and one for her. Then they are separated sephirah by sephirah until they are two separate independent parts to fin. This is the first stage of the process called nesirah, the separation. It is a very important concept in Lurianic Kabbalah. He gave her light and builds her up until they are both face to face. Nesirah plays an especially important role in the intentions of the weekly blessings of the standing prayer. Zerampin began with a lot of light and Nukva with only a little. During Nesirah, he gives her his light, and she receives an additional enormous amount from above. At that time, he is asleep like an anesthetized person in an operation. He is dormant, nearly non-existent. At the end of the Nesirah, he receives once again an influx of light directly from above. She is diminished again, but is then opposite his face and not connected to his back. Little by little throughout the rest of the prayer, he gives her light and builds her up until they are both face to face, receiving more or less equally from above and ready for the unification of face to face. This is be'ahava. This is what love is. It seems that the Ari has deliberately made this allusion because of his explanation of the teaching of the Zohar concerning the sanctuary of love. Since the old souls from the level of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya can enter the sanctuary of love, they can be separated and turned towards each other to enable the unification of face-to-face that will give birth to them anew. The souls of Atzilut, however, cannot enter the sanctuary of love at this time. In summary, all old souls come from him, from Adam. All old souls come from the soul body of Adam. New souls do not come from him specifically, because they are new, as if they were never in the world before. Old souls from Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah can be elevated, can be renewed, and be born as new souls, even in this period, from the destruction of the temple until the resurrection of the dead. New souls from the level of Atzilut will only come into the world after the resurrection. My commentary. Why are the Klipot afraid? It is not explained, it's only hinted. The face of the Nukva has more light than the back of the Nukva. The Klipa sense that this light is too strong for it to exist. That is the meaning of fear in a spiritual concept. Does this apply to the meaning of fear in the physical world? Continuing to read. While reading this, did you realize, utilize the metaphors and examples to picture in your mind this process? Remember, these descriptions are metaphorical. In order to make this work, Adam must first fall asleep or enter the stage called Dormita. Now, in this stage, Adam, which is Zeranpin, transfers light to the Nukva. This light starts with the mental light of the Gimel Rishonot, Sefirot, the upper three. You may have heard that Adam receives the Mochin of the female, which he transfers to her. Or in more physical terms, a man does not have a Malchut. His wife is his Malchut, and she receives her Mochin from him. Stop reacting as this is dealing with the feminist and chauvinist issues, and strive to understand this from the frame of the Sefirot and a spiritual process of Sefirot. Now, it is probably still unclear what is face-to-face and back-to-back. The ideas of additional light being given both to Malchut and Zeranpin in the sections above are not truly clear yet. Yet we have sufficient information to realize how this process occurs. I am going to paste section 1 for additional study. I suggest you move back and forth between these two sections until you have a comfort level that you understand the concepts of back-to-back, face-to-face, Dormita, and Nesirah. You will find the Hebrew words helpful to permutate to assist in this process of understanding. You also will be using the concept of alternating consciousness, which is taught in Class 6 of the Sefer Yetzirah. Face-to-face, panim lepanim, back-to-back, acharim, acharim, the acharim, dormita, dormita, nesira, nesira. I am trying to find these words spelled either in Hebrew and or Aramaic, and have been unsuccessful as of yet. Please understand that these terms are in the Aramaic of the Zohar, which is a completely different dialect from the Talmud. That's the end of the section, but we will continue reading the Zohar section from Pikudei, section 50, as mentioned above. We'll start with verse 634. Does anybody have any questions before we start the Zohar? This spirit is called love, and for that reason the chamber is called the chamber of love. For here the mystery of mysteries were stored for whomever should conceive it. And this is the secret of the verse, there I will give you my love. Now, verse 635, I'm not going to read the Aramaic, but recommend you scan it. This spirit is in charge of the keeping above, called He Who Keeps Israel, who keeps the covenant. Here are kept of all the supernal treasures, and the stories and the stores of his master are there stored. From here start all the paths and all the ways to those below, to awaken in them the spirit of love. Verse 636, you should scan the Aramaic. The four said colors were included within one another. Whenever they wish to be included, they strike each other, and one holy living creature emerges, called splendor, which is the Hebrew word Zohar. Of this living creature it is written, this is the living creature that I saw by the river Kivar. Verse 637. You should scan the Aramaic. From this chamber come out all the holy spirits sustained by the existence of the supernal kissing. For from these kisses an air of a spirit issues that sustains the life of all the high souls given to men. This is the secret of the verse, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Hashem does man live. In this chamber you may find all the souls and spirits destined to descend to men since the world was created. Therefore, this chamber holds all the souls born of that river, which is drawn and issuing, Yesod of Zerunpin, and therefore is never empty. Verse 638. Since the destruction of the temple, no other souls came in here, and there will be no more. Namely, all the souls in this chamber will go down to be clothed in men. This chamber will be empty, and it will be visited from above. And King Mashiach will come. Then the chamber above will be aroused. Malchut and the chamber below, so his kingdom will be revealed in this world. Verse 639. It is written of the secret of this chamber, your two breasts are like two fawns. For in this chamber there is the spirit we mentioned, love, and that living creature, splendor, and their joining together issued two lights, included in one another, and together and united together as to be called El Shaddai. The two lights are called Shaddai, and together with El of the chamber, called Zechut El, they join each other and intermingle to be called El Shaddai, for they issued from the two breasts, Shaddaim. Verse 640. The name El is of the right. It takes from this place all the compassion there that nourished the chamber below called merit, named after the spirit in it. As we said, the name Shaddai suckles all the lower beings in all the chambers, and those standing outside on this side called the pegs of the tabernacle. As we explained, it is therefore called Shaddai, for giving plenty of food to the lower beings that it receives from the right. Pasuk 641. From here come out the lights called the bright blade of a revolving sword, for they revolve and turn into several colors. We already explained that they are those aroused to accompany a mission above, and in this world they are of the left. When this spirit expands, it strikes and emits lights on all sides, right and left, like breasts pouring milk on all sides. So from this spirit, lights come out on every side and issue another living creature in charge over those called the bright blade of a revolving sword. This is called, and Rabbi Ashlag tells us there's a few lines missing. Pasuk 642. And the beginning of this verse is a little missing. He is in charge over the world. When there is hunger and the world is sentenced to it, this living creature is appointed over the world. It issues a spirit of nourishment to the faithful, so they will not starve on account of the other side. While hunger has sway over the world, two spirits of defilement issue from that side, called destruction and famine. This is the secret of the verse: at destruction and famine you shall laugh. They abide in the world and denounce men. The one who sends them hunger and they die is destruction. When the other, the famine, has sway, people eat but are never satisfied, which is famine, because the evil spirit rules over the world. Verse 643. This is the living creature which produced the spark coming out of the two glittering sparks that revolve and turn into several colors, sometimes female, sometimes male. This spark is called seraphim. It grasps and inflames them. Verse 644. In this chamber there are two officers, light standing upon thousands and tens of thousands, called vines, and thousands and tens of thousands, called pomegranates. They all exist through love and bring love between Israel below and the Holy One, blessed be He, above. They all arouse love and endure through love. When love is awakened from below upward and from above downward, the chamber is filled with goodness and charity and mercy, and the love below and the love above join each other. Bet He below are attached to Aleph Hey above. Aleph Hey Bet Hey, it spells the word Ahava, which literally means love. Verse 645. From here come out two chiefs called Love after the chamber. Their duty is to watch over those who proclaim the unison of the Master with love, sacrifice their lives with love, and ascend to testify above. All those who do an act of kindness in the world, these acts go up and enter this chamber to be adorned. Then they go further up to be adorned by the supernal love. Concerning this, the verse says, for your kindness, for your chesed is greater above the heavens. Of this chamber it is written, many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown. Verse 646. That's the end of section 2, including the addition. In section 3, it's titled A Division of Adam's Soul. My commentary. This section is an interruption. Not really, as the Ari is well aware of the way human beings learns and processes information that potentially becomes wisdom. Between the previous section dealing with back-to-back creation and the next section dealing with the process of transforming to face-to-face, the body and the soul of Adam divides into 248 limbs, just as does his body. In addition, there are other aspects, such as the countless hairs that hang from his body. My commentary. Hair is a spiritual item that can be understood in a spiritual context. At the end of this section, I will have a small essay touching on this subject. Later in the Gates of Reincarnation, we will go into greater details on this subject. The Rav is referring to the spiritual counterpart of the body hair, not just limbs, but even incidental aspects, such as the spiritual counterparts of body hair that may be the root of souls. All the sparks of the individual souls in this world are from these aspects that are within Adam. All of the specific souls and levels of souls that will later enter bodies born from Adam are called soul roots and are drawn from these aspects of Adam. Concerning each and every limb, it is exactly as the sages understood the verse. Where were you when I founded the earth? And this was discussed at length in chapter 3, section 2. The Hebrew words for where were you can also be construed to mean a lifeless lump. The roots of all the souls that would descend from Adam were implanted within him. When Adam was only a lifeless lump, God breathed into him a living soul. At that time, the roots of all the souls that would descend from Adam were implanted within him. When Job complains about his lot, God says to him, where were you when I founded the earth? In other words, if you do not know the root of your soul and where you were in the soul body of Adam, when I breathed into him a living soul, then you do not know your own history. And if this is so, how can you complain about what happens to you? We have already explained that most souls are from Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam. This statement is problematic since there are several places in the writings of the Ari himself that seems to contradict it. For example, the children of Aaron. From that time onward, they have since divided among all people ever born. Even though we won't explain this concept in detail now, since this is not the place to do so, we will provide an example of what it means. For example, suppose that Abel is the aspect of the head of all the souls. Then Abel would be the root of all the individual sparks of human souls that are in the aspect of the head. This type of Kabbalistic conception was discussed in the extended note to Chapter 5, Section 5, Connecting the Levels of Soul. Likewise, if our patriarch Abraham was the right arm of Adam, then all the individual sparks that belong to the right arm of Adam are included in Abraham. He will be considered the root of all of them. It is the same for every limb and hair of the soul of Adam. However, this is not the place for this discussion. My commentary. This is the promised discussion about the spiritual aspect of hair. Initially, there are a few paragraphs taken from an essay by Rabbi Yosef Y. Jacobson, who is a well-known speaker and writer on the subject of Kabbalah and Hasidut. His orientation is directly related to the Chabad organization. I'm checking to see if we have enough time to finish this. We do. The Kabbalah of hair. So how does Kabbalah view the significance of hair? Hairs act as straws, transmitting profound and inaccessible energy. Each strand of hair, shaped like a straw, which is the form of the Hebrew letter Vav, communicates a level of soul energy that, due to its intensity, cannot be communicated directly. Only through the straw of hair, through the contracted and curtailed medium of hair, which dilutes that intense energy. Now, the Kabbalah distinguishes between the fine hair and coarse hair. The fine hair decorating the cranium, or the head, present immediately during birth, and the coarse hair of the beard appearing only at a male's entry into adulthood. The hair that links the fine and the coarse are the peyot, the hair extending from the skull down the jawbone, after which it emerges with the beard. The hair growing on top of the head, the cranium, the fine hair, represents the deeply concealed energy stemming from the interior of the skull. This is identified by Kabbalah as the location for the superconscious formations of the human psyche. The deepest and most primal forces of our psyche, the superrational desires and cravings of the soul, formulated even prior to the birth of cognition, or associated in Kabbalah with the skull, defined as the crown over the brain, or simply the Keter, which means the crown. Keter is seen as the most lofty and elevated part of the soul. It's linked to God, who also transcends reason and logic. The hair of the male beard, on the other hand, the coarse hair, represents the energy stemming from the subconscious cognitive impressions of the human psyche, located within the higher and lower brain. This dimension of the human soul is known in Kabbalah as the Mocha Stima'a, or the hidden cognition, and stands one rung below the level of Keter. This is the mystical reason for the feminine body not developing a beard. As mentioned above, the mystical function of hair is to access in a contracted and curtailed fashion energy that is inaccessible due to its profundity. Women, however, are naturally more in tune with their subconscious cognition and therefore do not require the straws of hair to access that level of soul. I am continuing. The Arizal teaches above that the hair on Adam's body is a soul root source for various souls. In his commentaries on the Parashiyot, he relates additional information, which I am summarizing below. The Arizal teaches that there are 13 components of the hair and the beard, and relates these to the 13 attributes of mercy, as taught in the Sefer Shemot. He also indicates that there are 9 locations of hair on the body, which relates to the 9 components of hair as taught in the Sefer Bamidbar. Together, 13 plus 9 is equal to 22. Thus, there is a relationship between these 22 locations and types of hair on the Hebrew letters and the types of human soul roots. Elsewhere, the Arizal explains that the hair of the beard is actually light of the soul that is extending down into the body. As it travels through the narrow place, the neck, not all of this light is able to descend. Thus, this light bursts through the skin and becomes the beard. And this is due to the nature of light, which is to expand and share itself. The same explanation applies to the hair on the body. Since the woman at the time of puberty does not have her own mochin, but receives this through the antenna of her head hair from the universe in general, until she becomes married and then starts to receive the energy from her husband. The Arizal teaches that this is the reason why a woman does not grow a beard, while a man does grow a beard. The Kabbalah teaches that the hair on the head of a woman is drawing the energy of judgment, while this is especially true during her period, since the blood indicates a period of judgment, since there was an opportunity to bring a single, to bring a child, a large revelation of life that was lost. The hair on the head of a man is drawing the energy of chesed, which is why the man wears his tefillin on his head. That's the end of the section and the end of our class for tonight. Does anyone have any questions? We will continue next week at the same time. So I've been a bit good night and sweet studying to all. I bid a shalom to everyone. Thank you all. Our next class is the Zohar class. Our next class is a Zohar class that will commence at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom to you all.